You are listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to Detroit. We're outside the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History today. Thousands of people lined up to bid their final farewell to Aretha Franklin. The museum is where open casket visitation for the public is being held today through tomorrow evening. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick spoke with some of the people who came from all over the country to mourn the loss of the Queen of Soul.
I honor her. I just remember her from way back. I'm only like 56, so we weren't allowed to listen to rock or R&B or anything like that, but as far as gospel, her Amazing Grace album, I think I wore my mom's album out with a needle on the record player, you know?
Aretha has been a big movement in civil rights, as well as a huge, huge part of Motown, and I'm teaching my daughter who she is and to respect it.
As a kid, I can remember this music being played in my household, so it became a ingrained part of our DNA as a family, so it's part of iconic history, and plus her social activism, so it's definitely part of African-American history.
Well, as a young black woman growing up in Detroit, Michigan, I don't know if I would have thought I could become a law professor in Boise, Idaho, and I think her music always helped me study, it helped me focus, it helped me reflect on our country and our culture and the struggles of my own family, including the women in my family who just adored her and her music.
We had to come. We felt we needed to do it. Queen of Soul. It's like we're just so happy to be here. Everything was so absolutely beautiful.
My favorite, Dr. Feelgood. I was a little bitty girl, and my daddy heard me singing it. And my father went down to the corner, store, record shop, and bought the whole album.
For you.
For me, and I still got that same album.
Oh my God.
Dr. Feelgood. That's my favorite. Dr. Feelgood. Yes.
Dr. Feelgood. I love Daydreaming.
Oh, yes.
So many songs just make your mood so beautiful and make you feel like you are part of a whole community. Because as soon as they hear the song, they come in singing with you. It's their favorite part. Yes. It's just one of those things. Aretha Franklin will bring the whole group together.
Yes, she will.
Like she did today. Look at us.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands.
We came
people.
Together for our Queen of Soul.
Free water, free and cold.
We just heard in order Cornelius Campbell from New York City, Christy Johnson from Centerline, Daryl Coleman from North Carolina, Shakira Sanders, a Detroit native now living in Boise, Idaho, Robin Wadley of Atlanta, Georgia, and ending with Denise Ford, Phyllis White, and Yolanda Jack of Detroit. With people coming from near and far to pay their respects to Aretha Franklin, Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley is here now with a timely message. Rochelle, what are you reminding everyone about these public viewings?
Everywhere the Queen of Soul is this week, we are in church. Treat it like church.
You know, that's... I'm thinking of what happened at Elvis Presley's wake, when someone snuck in a camera and you had a picture right on the front cover of Elvis lying in the casket.
I'm so horrified by the idea of that. I can't imagine. I wanted to make sure to, you know, don't do this because somebody has told you. Do it for Miss Franklin. Do it because she gave everything to this city. And this is her final performance. This is the last time for fans to have that interaction with her. Let's make it as beautiful as they've always been in the past.
So as you say in your piece today, this is not the time to impress TMZ or make money from the National Enquirer.
That's right.
And
that's where I am right now.
And as to the family funeral Friday at Greater Grace Temple.
This is a very private, very moving ceremony, and the family and the team that has worked so hard to pull this together had to walk that fine line between very public celebration and very private mourning for a mourning family. You have everybody in the world who wants to come. I can't imagine who they said no to when you look at the list of who is coming, mm-hmm. and some of whom who will perform and will speak. This will be bigger than when we laid Mother Parks to rest, Rosa Parks, 13 years ago.
Rochelle, you raised a big question in your Sunday column for the Free Press, and that is, how can Detroit make sure her memory lives forever? So what kind of ideas are you floating, and what are you hearing?
Well, I've asked this question before when I wanted to make sure we say Joe Louis's name when the arena was torn down, and I wrote that piece and got loads of suggestions. And the same thing happened this time. Everything from getting the Maroon family to rename the Ambassador Bridge, the Aretha Franklin Bridge, to building the Freeway of Love, when they redo the Interstate 375 interchange to renaming schools. But I want the same thing that her longtime photographer Linda Solomon wants. I think there should be a museum, something, and more than a museum, something like the Muhammad Ali Center. It is a living, breathing center that teaches respect and civil rights and how to be good people. And people need to know her history and what she did and how great a civil rights advocate she was, helping activists meet the payroll, bailing pastors out of jail when they got arrested. She was an amazing civil rights activist and never, you know, blew her horn or made a big deal out of that. People need to know that. So a statue won't tell you that, and naming a school won't tell you that, but having some place where you can hear her music and read about what she did, that's what I think is appropriate.
You know, it is interesting. When I think of when I visited Memphis, it is infused with Elvis Presley, and there are people that, you know, have Elvis stories, and certainly there is Graceland to visit, but it's more than just going to Graceland. Why don't we tend to do that in Detroit?
Well, you know, as I mentioned in the column, Detroit has always had this sort of fight with itself over identity. I asked a couple of people, very prominent music and culture writers, you know, where's the gospel capital of America? And they said it ought to be Detroit. You know, the tradition and the people who have come out of this city who have done that, that ought to be what it is. And it's not, because we didn't claim it. Motown. This is Motown. We are Motown. We haven't claimed that in the proper way because people got mad that Berry Gordy moved the company to Los Angeles. But it's not the company. It's the legend of that Sound of Young America that he created and changed the nation. That belongs to us. We should own that. So that Motown Museum, which is working on an expansion, that should have been built right away. It should have been expanded right away. So now we have an opportunity. Here's Aretha Franklin helping us one more time to give us an opportunity to claim some of this heritage. You know, she was born in Memphis, and Memphis is already trying to turn her boyhood, her childhood home, into a museum and to try and claim that heritage because she was a native. She may have been born there, but she's been here since she was five, and Detroit is where her legacy should be, and this should be her Graceland. So I'm hoping that we take that seriously for the first time and claim the musical heritage that people ought to feel from the moment they set foot out of the airport to every place in the city.
When you think that people are coming from all over the country and around the world to come here for this week of tribute, and as you point out in your piece from Sunday, Detroit needs to have a Graceland for the Queen. So what kind of ideas and who might need to get on board to make that happen? I guess, you know, Rock Ventures and Dan Gilbert come to mind because he's made a lot of things happen in Detroit.
Well, I interviewed Dan, and he said that he is open to the idea of it because he agrees that it should happen. Linda's already decided, Linda Solomon, a photojournalist I mentioned, she thinks it should be on the ground floor of the building that he's building, which will be the tallest building in the city and on the site of the old Hudson's. But I got wonderful emails from people who said it should be over in the neighborhood where her family lived, you know, and near LaSalle Park. And somebody else said there should be an extension built on her father's church because that's where she came from and that's where she honed that voice. So there's all kinds of ideas coming up. But the main thing is it's got to be what the family wants and what they think is a good idea. And it's too soon to talk to them about it, but it's not too soon to start talking about it.
And what do you think?
Amongst ourselves.
Yes. And as we do that and think ahead, what do you think, Rochelle, this could mean for the region, for Detroit, and more broadly for Southeast Michigan to kind of have that Graceland for Aretha Franklin?
When you see this week tens of thousands of people converge on Detroit to say goodbye to her, imagine tens of thousands of people coming all the time to respect her and to pay homage to her, whether it's on her birthday, it's on Respect Day, it's, you know, on Rhythm and Blues Day, or just because you want to be connected to the music again. People come from all over the world to go to that little Hitsville, USA house. Imagine having someplace else in Detroit where people can come and appreciate that. We have to really recognize and claim who we are as a city and what music means to us in this city, and just do it.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. As always, Rochelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.